Hey people, how are you? Happy Thursday. Oh, excuse me. I be always jumping ahead. Happy Wednesday, people. It ain't Thursday yet. So I'm on here because I want to talk about a very controversial subject, and that is my nation. Here in America, the United States of America, I have developed a very deep relationship with my nation, and I know that it was created to be so much more than what the hell they are doing right now. I mean, they have a European, Caucasian man running for the presidency and also facing criminal charges simultaneously. And I make comments about it and I call it a circuit, but it's really showing you the condition of our nation right now. And it saddens me because I know that's not what we were created for. We were not created to perform circuses with our government. We're created to perform circuses with our national treasures. And I feel bothered because I'm not new to politics. I try to ignore it, because it bothers me that the tragic things that have been done by people who have taken oaths to serve. It bothers me what the different studies and tests that they have done on civilians without civilians knowing, which it always comes to the forefront because spirit is not going to leave it unrevealed. So I was the young 20-year-old, very studious, that was reading Behold the Pale Horse. I forget the guy's name, because of course they took his physical body out, but he worked in several governmental agencies and revealed, showing documents of the tragic things that governmental agencies were doing to civilians. And I came across, Spirit gave me that book twice, okay? I believe I was drawn to it in a bookstore originally, or maybe I even found it on a bus, I'm not sure, but I know I had it twice. And it was very disturbing. You know, we are aware of Tuskegee, and we were just aware of all of the things that has happened, which to a normal person, they wouldn't trust it. They wouldn't trust any of our governmental agencies. But throughout my living, I have actually met individuals and again formed a relationship with the origin and the core. And I know that this is not what it was designed to be. So I figured, you know, I would help any way I could possibly, because I want us to do better. I want our nation to do better. So I try to focus on the positive aspects and things of that sort. But I just had I've had two incidences over the last few years. The first one was me deciding to contract for a passport because I want to exercise my diplomacy. I want to be an example of what I expect my nation to be. And they literally went back and forth with me from Virginia for me just simply exercising my rights and claiming my nationality, tying myself to the nation, proclaiming my indigenous roots. They challenged me for 2 years. They wrote me back and forth. Do this, sign this affidavit, and prove to us you are who you say you are. I mean, a simple DNA test would do that, but nonetheless, they couldn't ask that legally, lawfully. So they kept sending me these silly correspondences, and I got just as silly with them because it annoyed the crap out of me every single time. Why are you sending me the same correspondence? I just sent you everything, and everything aligns with what I'm telling you. So print the goddamn thing already, okay? I didn't pay the fee, which is unlawful. What's going on? What's the issue? You asked me for a bond, which I don't have one, but you want the old bond? I send you a copy of the old bond, which took me challenges to even get a copy of the old bond, okay? But I did it. I got a copy of the old bond. You know, I got creative, got a copy, sent it to them. That wasn't enough. Sent them two IDs. And it got to the point where I just sent them. They were like, well, we need to know that you have been assumed. Like, you know, the language, they fuck around with this fucking English language and play these stupid ass games. This is not an assumption. This is a proclamation. I am who the heck I say I am, and that's it. And I have the authority and the right to do that. And I'm not going against nothing or nobody by doing that. I'm not doing anything wrong exercising my natural freaking human rights and rights as a national of the fucking United States of America. I'm not doing anything wrong. You let these freaking rednecks do this shit all the fucking time because they have a certain complexion. But as soon as an actual indigenous person, an actual natural national does it, you get nervous. You gotta send all these different correspondences to me. 2 years. 2 years they sent these correspondences. Anybody else, if it was not the divinity within me leading me and guiding me, anybody else would have said screw them. Because see, that's not the only way. And I know that's not the only way. I know that with the talents and the gifts that I have, I don't even have to participate. Okay? I can easily utilize these natural gifts and talents and be gone. Not even here anymore. And an actual government whose republic is not clowning around, who's not freaking in debt, using debt to get out of debt. Like, can our country ever fucking recover? Can we? As soon as somebody intelligent of an indigenous form comes and presents something that can be of help to our nation, they want to fucking do stupid shit to them. Look at Terrence Howard. Look how they treated Terrence at Oxford. Ridiculous. And then they tried to slap him with all these different things, and the brother still standing strong. The brother still is like, listen, this is not going to just help our nation. This is going to help our world. So either you guys are gonna grab onto this or somebody else is. And I would pray that our nation would get out of their egotistical asses and accept the fucking genius and not try to capitalize off of the genius. And although we are supposed to be a capitalistic country, don't try to capitalize off this genius. He's already patented. You can't steal it from him, okay? You can't say it's yours. He's patented. So work with him. Promote the shit. Fucking let's fix our shit. Let's fix our fucking world. And if he's here. He's here. But he's not limited to here. So when the right people of a government that actually fucking wants to support humanity and not their fucking greedy ass pockets, not their power fucking trips, they're gonna latch onto it. And I already have in my mind what government that's gonna be. I hope it's us. It's gonna take a lot of prayer for us to accomplish it. It can be us, but it could be any big superpower, super nation as well. And the one who gets it is going to be the one at the top. The one that works with him and not try to oppress him. Not try to say he's crazy. Oh, what is he talking about? Anybody with a half of intelligence can get it. And if you know the truth, you got to recognize the truth when you hear the truth. But anyway, I didn't come on here to talk about him. I came to talk about my personal experiences and to publish this shit. Because I just don't know what they're going to do. And I really don't care. Because I know I'm standing righteously. And I know that me exercising my rights is the right thing to do. So, the first situation was that situation. We even going to talk about how these state courts allowed these fraudulent people to come in there and force me out of my previous home. We ain't gonna get into those. We ain't gonna get into that. Because God got me and I'm always good and I'm always covered. But what I do want to discuss is how I decided to make a career shift, right? Because, hey, I'm not looking to sit on my ass and do nothing. I'm looking to be a productive member of fucking society, which I am. Because wherever I go, I'm producing good vibrations. Wherever I go, I'm going with good intentions. Wherever I am, wherever I go, that's how I am. That's who I am. So it doesn't matter which industry I'm in. I had an accident recently and I couldn't still perform the duties that was necessary for me in my last position. So I've been out of work since November. So I decided, okay, I've dibble and dabble with my creativity and stuff, and that needs work and needs mastering. But I put some things out there, you know, as far as creating t-shirts, as far as my podcast show. So interestingly, my podcast show on a particular platform continuously gets flagged for silly stuff. Now, on this particular platform, I'm not even going to mention the platform's name, but on this particular platform, you can comment, right? And whatever, you could comment, you could do lives, you could do posts, you can do reels, okay? And when I comment anything, it could be an emoji. And how I tested this, and I wasn't even testing this, honestly. I just realized it yesterday when I said thank you to another content creator. And I didn't even write the whole word thank you out. I put THX, like thanks, sis. Thank you for letting me know what was going on astrologically, because I don't really study astrology yet. So thank you. And I said thank you, and I put three hearts, and they flagged me and said it went against the community guidelines. And I said, hold up, wait a minute. Gratitude and love goes against your community guidelines? What the heck? And of course, there's no person to speak to. And it's only that particular account, that particular podcast show that they're targeting. And I'm just like, what is that about? I go into my other accounts. I have several accounts on the platform. Go into my other accounts. No issues there. I can say whatever. I can say thank you, and they're not trying to discredit it. So I'm like, they're trying to kill my momentum. You can't kill something that you didn't create. And all you doing by coming against me is showing me how powerful I am. Because see, when I look in the mirror, I see one woman. But what the hell do you see? What the hell do you feel that has you threatened so much that you go into these extremes? And you may not think it's an extreme, because it's probably just a program that they typed in. So maybe perhaps it's not an individual. Maybe it's they programmed the AI to do it. But we're going to see. We're going to see. Because I take it. I'm just going to clarify it. Any type of thing that comes against me, you're revealing to me how powerful I am. Because for you to notice me and for you to challenge one brown woman from foster care who doesn't even have a master's degree, who daddy wasn't in her life, who mom ain't alive, for you, for me, you feel threatened by me? You threatened by me? Then who the heck am I? How big am I? I must be pretty huge for you to be threatened by me. So, okay, I talked about that whole passport situation. They finally sent it to me. I said, oh, okay, my government, my nation wants to do right. They want to do right. I feel there's many people that want to do right. I really honestly feel in my soul that there's only a few that have been in positions for so long, for generations, that want to do wrong. I don't think it's the majority. I really think it's a few. But then I have these type of situations. So I apply for a position, career pivot, right? This career pivot is tied in with the government. Okay, of course they don't announce that, but they are. Okay, obviously. And I go through all these different tests. Now, some of the tests, I'm like, I know I was passing the test, but they still was, you fail. We want her to give up. But I kept going. And I passed. First one, it was two different tests. First one, I passed right away. Second one, pretty much the same questions. And I failed. And I guess they expected me to just give up. But I didn't. And I kept on. And now I passed both of these tests. And I go and I do my fingerprints. Now, I'm coming from the industry of security, okay? Which means I'm looking over assets. Corporate security is where I basically have been working for the last few years. So we're talking about corporations. We're not talking about just residencies. We're not talking about shelters. We're talking about corporations in Manhattan, okay? And so therefore, I'm the front. I'm the one that's protecting, making sure ain't nobody coming in here unauthorized, okay? I got master keys to buildings. Like, come on. So I have been trusted with all of this already and fine with all of that already, okay? Already. I have a master key to a corporate building on my key ring right now given to me. Okay, given to me. Why did they trust me with that key? Why haven't they tried to get that key back from me? Because I am who I am. That's why. So now I'm shifting to deal with finance. That's where the shift is going, into finance. And I do my fingerprints. So you're telling me, and I know I don't have any records because I don't have any criminal records. I don't have any small laws. I have civil records, but I don't have any criminal records. I know I don't have any criminal records because I have been working in this field. I wouldn't be able to work in that field if I had any criminal records. Period. I wouldn't be able to. But here it is. I applied to work in this other genre. And they're giving me issues. They're sending me to their federal agencies for the clearance. Okay, where's my clearance at? First of all, when I do the prints and I'm waiting for the response, it's taking a long ass time for the response to come back. So then we get on top of them, right? Get on top of them. They're like, oh, we found them. Okay, here they go. Okay, I want a copy. So I call the guy for the copy. Oh, I don't know if I can share that with you. You don't know if you can share something that belongs to me? Wait a minute. Where's the public act this and the public act that? You don't... Wait a minute. Where's the freedom of information laws at? You don't know if you can give me what belongs to me? And I raised the eyebrow. I got to talk to my manager about that. Okay, well, tell me what's the procedure. Because if there's a procedure, just tell me what the procedure is. This is the level of patience and love and desire that I want my nation to do the right thing. Here's an opportunity right now for you to do the right thing. You know the laws, especially if you are a federal fucking employee. You know the motherfucking laws. You cannot be a federal employee and don't know the laws. Okay, so the fact that you have to question and get a clearance to provide me my own information raises a flag. So I'm like, okay, what don't they want me to see? What don't you want me to see? What don't you want me to see? So I reach out to my sponsor and she's like, oh, something came back criminal. Really? Interesting. Interesting how something comes back criminal for me and there is no criminal. I have no criminal record. I have no convictions. That's very interesting. Very interesting. So I go and I purchase my own records. I purchase them from a reputable company. It comes back clear. So what are you looking at? What exactly are you looking at? I need to know. Because if you're looking at something that's false, I'm going to fight it. And I'm going to win. And as a matter of fact, let me take that back. I'm not going to fight it. My ancestors are going to fight it. That's who's going to fight it. I'm not. I don't have to engage in battle at all. The court will do it. My attorney will do it. I'm not. I'm going to pray that this nation gets its act together, because otherwise, guess what's going to happen? It won't be the first great nation to fall apart. So either we get it together or it falls apart. The people are still going to be here. Humanity is still going to be here. So what are you going to do? You're going to play these fucking games? You're going to have this circus? Are you going to actually hold accountable this man that's been raped people, done all type of atrocities, but you allowed to run for presidency? How do you even allow him to run? Do you know what? It's a mockery. It's such a mockery of our fucking nation. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous and it's unacceptable. I'm done with it. Like, it's either y'all gonna get your shit together or y'all gonna fall apart. And then somebodies are either going to put it back together or they're gonna align themselves with somebody who got their shit together already. It's just really that simple. It may not be that easy, but it really is that simple. So many people, even your very own employees, have backdoor plans, have exit plans. So, what y'all gonna do? What y'all gonna do, America? What the fuck is y'all gonna really do for real? Enough is enough. We in 2020 motherfucking 4. We supposed to be one of the advanced this and advanced that. And you still have egos and power trippers and fair tactics and all type of stuff that's still going on, which is unacceptable. It really is unacceptable. Clean up your motherfucking act or you won't have one to perform. It's that simple. It really is that simple. And that's how I feel. And I want to share that. I have a copy and I'm going to disengage a bit because, like, once again, this is a very emotional topic for me because I know what we were designed to be. I know what this nation was designed to be in light of the horrific things that they did for centuries. I know it was not designed to do that. That was not the design. And I would love to experience either here on this land or anywhere on this motherfucking planet Earth, an actual government that is for the people, that is supportive to the people, that is not abusing the people, that is not taking advantage of people's ignorance and lack of knowledge and lack of awareness, who is not purposely programming and dumbing people down through different measures. For a profit of what is my question? The shit is not even backed up by gold. So it's just a to be the head of a game. That's like playing Monopoly and like owning Park Place and whatever the fuck that other expensive thing is. You just want to own that part. It's just a game, but it's not reality. And that's what this government is consisted of, games. We need reality. When it was formed to create a sustainable reality to support people. It was definitely not created to be a circus. It wasn't created to oppress. It wasn't created to steal free labor from people, force people into labor. It's not what it was created to do. And you got all these people and you give them this, they pens and they write this bullshit down that contradicts itself and that tells you it's about freedom, but then underhandedly tries to enslave you either mentally or spiritually. I'm over it. I'm really over it. I really am over it. The reason why this shit still even stands is because of the Native and Indigenous people and the work and the prayers. That's the only reason why it still even exists. And the good people that work and take their positions and their oaths seriously. The other individuals who are just there for a position of power or there because whatever, I can't even imagine. I just hope us, I pray we all heal. Because only an unhealthy, unhealed individual or groups of individuals want to be oppressive. And I mean, come on. We have the technology, we have the innovation, we have the opportunities to really create so much better, co-create so much better. And I'm here for that. So I know what's for me is for me and what's not is not, and it's okay. But everything is a lesson. Everything is fuel to show me what to focus on. And I know there's other opportunities for me. And I'm going to pour my energy into those other opportunities as big as they appear to me to be. But I know that's where I need to be. And it's way more valuable than me sitting in an office writing fucking or learning about insurance. So it is what it is. I just wanted to put this podcast out there because I just got that message and I was just like, what? And I paid, and I had to sell stocks in order to even have the money to pay for it, because I didn't have it, because my idea was to already be in my new position before whatever savings I had ran out. But the savings have already ran out, because I had to pay to take that test each time. I had to invest to pay. I paid to take the test. I paid to travel to the test. So we'll see. We'll see what they do. I pray they do the best. I have no control over what they choose to do, though. But I know I don't have any daggone criminal records. I know that much. I know that I have absolutely the right to define who the heck I am. I have absolutely the right to identify myself properly and not accept the identification of Black or African American, which is two fucking continents. I have that right. So I don't care who it makes feel uncomfortable. I'm not doing it to make you feel uncomfortable. I'm doing it to honor my ancestors, because I am the hope of my ancestors. And somebody has to stand the freak up. Thank you, Shirley Chisholm, for standing the freak up. They don't even talk about her that much, but her spirit lives. Thank you, Martin Luther King, for standing the fuck up. We talk about you a lot. I don't think they have any choice. But that's what I want to say. That's what I got to say. We're going to see what they say. I haven't received their records, but apparently their records that they have received are not public records. You don't got public. You're a public company. And no. Let me tell you, they I'm going to just hold my tongue right there. Because I know who's who and what's what. Spirit always reveals to me. Spirit always reveals to me all the time. You cannot hide. You could maybe be able to hide on this, what they call this? This, what's this realm? This material realm? You may be able to hide shit, right? You can't hide shit on a spiritual realm. Give it up. Just give it up. Give up the charades. Just give it up. Just gracefully. Like, you have opportunity. You have opportunity to correct yourself, your behaviors, your business. You have opportunity to correct it. So correct it. Because if you don't correct it, it's going to go down. Somebody going to take it down. Somebody's it's going to fall apart. It cannot sustain itself. The vibration don't even have the vibration to sustain it. So in actuality, you need you need us. I'm gonna say it because it's the truth. You wouldn't even be able to function if you didn't have us there. And I know you would like us to be ignorant and for you to just tap into our essence and manipulate it and use it the way you want to. But that's not happening because spirit is not allowing it to happen. Divinity, the divinity within is not allowing that. The vibrations and the frequencies is not allowing that to happen. So just give it up. Just come into the light. Come into the right, righteous way of living, righteous way of being. You can still have all your toys. Nobody's saying give up your toys. Nobody's saying come into poverty. Nobody, that you don't have to do that. You can just shift your fucking vibration. You can just shift how you are interacting and doing business. You can just do things right. You don't gotta write these fucking coded things and have these different clubs, and if you ain't part of the club, then you know you're less than. Make these different subhuman categories, civilian and you know agent, and you know you're different. You're not different. They're both human beings. They both have divinity within them. Soldiers and captains and chiefs and presidents and vice presidents and congress members and city council members and this member and that member and this sorority and this that. Stop it. We're all human beings for the most part, okay? There may be some other extraterrestrials down here with us, but hey, we all sharing this god dang on planet together. Can we please all get the fuck along and work with each other? Can we do that? Can we do that? Can we stop trying to one be over another? Just be over you. Just master yourself. Just heal your wounds. Why you feel that way? What you scared of? Hey, come on. We got to do better. We got to do better. We got to do motherfucking better. With that being said, thank you for tuning into the Super T Podcast Show. Thank you, Spotify, for buying Anchor. And thank you for whoever owns motherfucking Spotify. For allowing freedom of motherfucking speech, because they've been trying to get at the speech. They don't care if you're shaking your ass. They don't care if you're showing your damn pussy. They don't care if you're showing your dick. They don't care about none of that shit. But talk the truth. Oh, wait a minute. It's okay to talk the truth. It is for the edification of us all. Of us all. I know that they're challenging conversations, and you may feel bad about whatever, but feeling bad and doing bad is two different motherfucking things. Okay? Feel your emotions. What you gonna do about it? You gonna continue to be a fake? You gonna continue with the lies and the games and the bullshit? You gonna do better? Like, pray. You don't know how? Pray. I don't know how to do a lot of shit. Okay? And I guess I'll find out. I pray about it. I go into my divinity. I get directions from within. Do that. Try that. Try living like that. That's all I gotta say right now. Thank you for tuning into the Super T Podcast Show. And we're coming into some powerful transits, and we shall see. I'ma do what I need to do for me. That's for sure. And I am going to pray for my nation, because whether I stay here and am able to serve while I'm here, or whether I am elsewhere and I serve there, I'm still an asset to humanity, and I'm still living and expressing all that I have divinely within me to express. And if you have a problem with one woman, once again, resources in the physical plane, not really much of nothing to concern anybody about. Okay? But they ain't concerned about my resources in this physical realm. They're concerned about my resources in the realm that they have limited access to. They have limited access to it because of their own behaviors. So with that being said, I am that I am. And this is the Super T Podcast Show. And all is well. And that's your confirmation.